1-800-246-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you for joining me. We've got Nathan Forlina in studio. We're going to talk some foosball today, Nathan. What's going on with you today, man?
I'm doing fantastic. It is a rainy day out, so just hanging out inside, getting some stuff work done inside. You know, it's just getting through the day. I had my last class canceled, so it's pretty
fun. That's always a nice perk.
Yeah, and then I had to do an entire, not canceled. We were technically at a work day, but I did that prior, but it was a whole thing on, what was it? Something with college football. I cannot remember. Controversies and stuff like that in college football.
You did a paper
corruption,
on it?
Corruption in college
you
football.
You did a paper on corruption in college football?
Yeah.
Is this a real class?
Yeah. Sports and media.
Oh, I love that. That's great to actually take your hobby and study it. Exactly. That's really good.
Shout out Bob Trumport. Runs a great class. So.
I'm sure you've seen The Waterboy, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen The Waterboy.
Because foosball is the devil. No, mama, you're the devil.
The devil. That whenever I hear the word devil, that's the first thing I think of. I don't know why.
It's the foosball, Bobby. It's the devil. All right, 946-0435. Maybe the college football playoff is the devil.
Maybe. A lot of controversy.
You know, I don't want to come in here and talk about the same damn thing every day. I feel like a little bit that we're downplaying the Steelers to a degree because the Steelers are really good. But you know what it's hard to do, Nathan, when you host a radio show? What's hard to do when you have a good team? What do you think?
Find stuff to pick and complain at.
Well, just find things to talk about. People in our world do not like talking about like really good things for long periods. If we come in here and we talk nonstop for an hour or two or three or four about each and every player on the Steelers that are playing well, I would say sells. That's not really what I'm trying to get at. But that's not what
people want to hear.
Makes people click. People are drawn to discussion, debate, disagreement, controversy, yeah. Those kinds of things.
Which is everything this college football playoff ranking
exactly.
has produced.
And the Steelers are not. You know, if the Steelers suck and Mike Tomlin sucks and Kenny Pickett sucks, those are easy shows to do because people want to call in and gripe about Mike Tomlin.
That's why I think it's so fascinating with college football to the NFL is we put rankings compared to teams.
Oh, man.
Because in the NFL, you win, your record puts you in the standings where you should be. In college football, it's totally down to human judgment. We're taking a committee that is not in the locker rooms. It's not. I'm assuming they don't watch every single game and can't tell you which teams should truly be the top 25 because everybody has a different pick of who should be the number one. Well, I think number one's pretty unanimous right now. But let's say 5 through 12, even 4 through 12 of Penn State, because I know people are upset Penn State's up there, and I get it. They haven't looked like the fourth best team in the country, but just kind of where everything falls right now, it's kind of where they're situated. But people have debates whether Indiana should jump them because they're undefeated. That's a whole conversation we'll probably get into here in a little bit, but that's what makes college football so great is it all comes down to human judgment, and that's why we can have so many conversations like this.
946-0435. I did not mention this yesterday because it would be more of a good discussion. I'll get to Chuck. It says Chuck wants to talk Penguins. What? Okay, well, Chuck, I'll get to you in just a second. You watched The Office, correct?
Correct, yes.
Did you ever think
Shout out John's Krasinski for winning World
Jim
Sexiest
Halpert would be the sexiest man alive.
I did not. I actually saw a picture of the Asian guy I played.
Yeah,
Jim.
Right. That's fantastic.
That's pretty good.
That's great trolling.
I did not think that he would be the sexiest man alive in 2024. I thought Glenn Powell was going to win that for sure.
There was another one other than Glenn Powell that you know who has had a great year. He's not quite in that realm, but Nate Bargatze. You ever watch his stand-up comedy or anything? He's the guy that did George Washington on Saturday Night Live. The our country is going to have a word for the number 12. We're going to call it a dozen. You haven't seen that stuff yet.
I didn't know.
Oh, you've got to watch that stuff. There was Glenn Powell. There's one other guy that I saw that they were thinking about could have been in the running for Sexiest Man Alive. But I'm thinking back to all, you know, watching The Office, and I haven't gone back and watched The Office again a second or a third time. But I loved, and you laughed at me, I think, a couple months ago, and I told you, I loved Jenna Fischer. I thought Jenna Fischer was like the most beautiful woman in the world in the early teens. That girl next door, Pam, all that stuff. And then Jim ends up, Goofy Jim. Now I'm gonna blow your mind with this, Nathan, all right?
All right, let me hear it.
Jim is a bad guy. Jim is a villain on The Office.
Yeah, I heard this conversation. I don't agree with it. Grant, he tears
such an a-hole to, and he thinks he's better than everybody. He thinks he's better than Dwight. Dwight's better than Dwight's a better salesman. Dwight has accepted his lot in life. Jim comes in and puts his stapler in Jell-O. Jim makes fun of Dwight. Like who the hell are you, Jim Halpert? You're a junior salesman at a paper company, and you're acting like your crap doesn't stink.
Yeah.
I think if you worked with Jim, if you worked with a guy like Jim who just thought he was better than Stanley and Kevin and all these people, that guy would piss you off.
Yeah, I think if you're in a workplace setting, but right. I think just whenever you're looking at television, it's the
comedic
relief.
See, Nathan, you got to think about everything in the real world.
Everything
think,
like, in the real world.
What if you were working in an office?
Yeah,
and
I've seen those people.
Some douchebag comes in and is putting your stapler in Jell-O. All you're trying to do is work hard.
He's trying to get a sale on paper.
Bears, Beats, Battlestar Galactica. Now, look, all those scenes are funny. They're hilarious. But remember, we had this discussion with like Karate Kid and Rocky. If you think about some of these things in a different light, I can very much make the case that Jim is the villain on The Office.
I mean, I've heard that theory before, and I can understand why. I think in the real world, people would view him as a villain. I'm not.
Yeah.
I think because people get irritated with stuff like that, especially when you're just trying to make a living, trying to provide for your family, and this dude's coming in. Now, my personality, I might find that hilarious.
Yeah.
I might find the fact that people put.
You come across to me as like Ryan. You're sitting back in the annex. You're just kind of chilling.
I observe.
You're observing kinda, yeah. Everything. You've got your ideas. Like, well, here's what I would do if I ever take over The Office. And then Ryan does get an opportunity to take over The Office.
I don't know if I blow it and become a crackhead like he did.
Yeah, Ryan was a terrible boss. All right, we'll go to Chuck in Unionville. We're going to get to some college football here in a second. And I'll tell you what, we have a phenomenal movie discussion. I can't wait. I've been waiting for 4 days to talk to Nathan about this here in a second. Chuck in Unionville, what's up, buddy?
Hey, brother, you're looking for any kind of – it's too bad you guys aren't hockey fans. You don't have a lot of hockey fans out there, I think, listening to the show. You want to talk about conflict and chaos coming up.
Yep.
The wheels are going to come off the Penguins here.
Yep.
Midstream. And it is going – is already ugly. And, you know, GMs rarely blow up teams midseason, let alone early season. But Dubas said everybody other than Sidney Crosby's on the trading block, and he already moved Lars Eller. You know, it's very, like I said, it's very rare to see any GM do what he theoretically has to do.
Let me mention this, Chuck, real quick.
Early this year.
The last call on the show yesterday was about the Penguins, and the first call on the show today is about the Penguins. These are like the first two Penguins calls I've had in like 3 years.
Because they're doing terrible. That's why.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yes.
So here's what I said yesterday. I'm not a Penguins expert, but I do follow them maybe much more than people think. You can't get rid of Sid, but they let this team get way too old. They didn't fix everything. Now you've got Malkin and Letang. I mean, you've got a disastrous situation. So I'll ask you, would you rather just see it collapse? Would you rather just see them fall apart and just completely start over, or band-aid like they've basically done for the last 2 years and missed the playoffs?
Well, you know, he's band-aided himself. He's got nowhere to go with band-aids, Kyle Dubas. And it's going to fall apart on him, period, because he's done everything. Over the last two off-seasons, he did everything he could to find trades or mid-level guys, because they don't have any cap room, because they gave too much money to Letang, Carlson, these 30-year-old guys that just aren't returning anything. And there's only so many role players that you can plug in when your stars aren't stars any longer.
Yep.
And this is just going to come, the wheels are going to come off this. And the thing is, Corey, this is fairly unique. This is like looking at a car accident is what you're going to see coming up. You rarely do you see teams that are going to come apart this bad in mid-year like this. And not only that, but, you know, he's got Malkin's getting too much money, Letang's getting too much money, and Carlson is getting too much money. And they're the guys that have to go. So if he can find trade partners, they're going to have to eat salary on the way back. Who knows if you get anything in return. And even though they can unload him, man, it doesn't matter what they're going to put around Sid. This is one of the few disasters mid-season that you're going to see in sports.
Would you rather just see them collapse?
They're going to collapse. You know, it doesn't matter what he does.
See, I don't know about that. I don't know. Look, I'm not a hockey expert. Those three are still good enough to finish eight games under 500. You know what I'm saying? I think those three collectively, they might still find a way to mess around and go on some 3-4 game winning streaks.
You're in no man's land. You gotta either blow it up or you gotta try to find those guys at the trade deadline that you think is gonna put you over the hump.
But they're not gonna do that with Sid. So what are you gonna get at this stage from Malkin and Letang?
Well, I'm saying if you want to, you either, like I said, you're in that in-between where you just blow it up and you trade everybody away, or what you do is you bring in a couple guys you think that could get you to the playoffs, then once you're in the dance, anything could happen in a seven-game series.
Chuck, you and I had the good disagreement a month ago about the Steelers because you were looking to the future, and I'm like, Chuck, let's look to the now. This is what Tom was doing. Well, I don't think there is a now for the Penguins. There's nothing to look forward to over the next 2 or 3 months, so might as well just blow the whole thing up. Chuck, did we lose you? Chuck, you still there? We lost Chuck. Hopefully he was able to get in everything we were discussing there. 946-0435. I want to have our quick college football discussion because I want to spend some time on our movie thing here in a second. Nathan and I both watched a movie over the last few days that blew our mind. So my question for you, if you want to play along with this before I give you the plot, and I'm going to spoil it. I'll let you know. It's a current movie on Netflix, but you don't have to listen to us if you want to watch the movie.
It's 10 years old, so.
Yeah, it's a 10-year-old movie.
It's not like it's a recent
movie. But there's a plot element in this movie that I've never seen before. Nathan's never seen before. It just completely kind of blows your mind that they did this kind of thing. So I'll get to that in a minute because I'm very intrigued. But if you want to weigh in, like, what's the craziest plot element or twist you've ever seen in a movie, you can give us a call. But there's a lot of uproar right now, man, over the college football playoff. Paul Feinbaum saying, what has Penn State done? Indiana's sitting there with a horrific schedule. They're undefeated. So you and I did discuss the other day, just briefly, I think you were in here. I might have just said this on my own. What polls are for. What polls are for, us idiot sports writers and coaches. Coaches don't pay any attention to their ballot. SIDs vote in the coaches' poll. That's just the way it is. What polls are for is you just keep rewarding the teams that haven't lost. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you see a team like Indiana technically not at number two is because they didn't start the preseason out in the top 25, so people don't want to admit that maybe they were wrong about Indiana.
That's not what the College Football Playoff Committee is for.
Mm-hmm.
The College Football Playoff Committee is supposed to be determining who are the best teams. Get the F out of here if you think Indiana is better than those teams at the back end of those rankings, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia. So what we've got going on here, and look, some people around the country would claim Penn State as well. I'm not going to go that far. Penn State did pass a lot of the eye test. The whole country was watching. All that committee was watching Penn State versus Ohio State. The whole committee saw Penn State was within 5 yards of tying Ohio State within the last 5 minutes. That passes an eye test. That gives you street cred, even though nothing else Penn State has done gives them any street cred. To me, the way they lost to Ohio State gives them a lot of street cred. So, but Indiana to me has no street cred, none whatsoever.
So if Indiana loses by 7 to Ohio State, do they have street cred in your eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
I said yesterday they've got to lose. I struggled with the number between 14 and 17. I don't think they can lose by more than 14. Maybe it's 17. Maybe I'll go as far. If they lose by more than 17, they're out of the playoff.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Do you think they're out of the playoff?
Completely. They have no leg to stand on.
Okay.
I agree with you. A one-loss Indiana team
with
a 3-score loss in your only important game of the whole friggin' year should not be in over a 3-loss SEC team like a Georgia or an Ole Miss or somebody like that.
So do you feel the same way about Notre Dame, who's played a very soft schedule and they lost to an NIU?
What about Texas? Texas's schedule is just as bad in terms of their wins.
They've at least gone on the road, though, to a Vanderbilt.
Texas only has one win over a team with a winning record. Indiana has one win with a team over a winning record. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, look, Texas, again, passes the eye test. I'm not sitting here claiming in any way that Texas doesn't belong.
And their track record over the last year and a half.
That's what these human beings on the committee are supposed to be determining. They're not idiot sports writers voting in a poll. Well, Indiana's still undefeated. Let's just go ahead and put them way the hell up here. They're supposed to be telling us how good these teams are. These are like, not so much full-time jobs, but these are jobs. These people spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of resources on this stuff. And you're trying to sit here and tell us that Indiana is better than any of these teams ranked behind them just simply because they haven't lost to anyone on their putrid schedule. This is where things get very, very complicated. I had a guy call yesterday and say, you know, we should go back to the computer model system. Well, computers, with maybe a little bit of human influence, because the way the BCS did it, used the polls plus the computer. If you're just going to give human beings control over this, and these human beings are going to ignore all these standards about who you've played, who you've beaten, and just put you up there because you're undefeated, that's a problem.
I agree with you. I think everything comes down to an eye test. And that's why, right now, if you told me Indiana's at the back half of the top 12, I think it comes down to eye test and who you've played. Because Indiana's blown out a ton of their teams. They blew out, like, that game that was highlighted in Nebraska. It's a big game for them, big step.
So put them 10th or 11th.
Exactly. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. I don't think Indiana should be number 5 in the country. I don't think BYU should be number 6 in the country. I don't think Notre Dame should be number 8 in the country. I don't think Miami should be number 9 in the country. I think a team like Alabama, who I think with computer model, I think they're the number 1 team in the country according to the computers.
But they lost to Vanderbilt, for God's sake.
They did.
Ole Miss, as it stands right now, this is where the discussion gets fascinating, and this is where the Big Ten people, Johnny McGonigal from Penn Live, wrote a, I think, kind of a homer piece about this just today, kind of clapping back at the SEC people. Ole Miss lost to Kentucky. Kentucky's like 3-6. Georgia beat Kentucky, I think, 13-12 or something ridiculous. So I can't sit here and say, well, Alabama and Ole Miss and Georgia, they're just light years above these other people. Well, how the hell did you lose to Vanderbilt then? I mean, Vanderbilt's okay. They got a nice quarterback and a decent little quirky system. How does Ole Miss lose to Kentucky? So this is where things get very complicated, because for all the arguments that these SEC people are making, what's Penn State done? Penn State lost its only big game, and they haven't beaten anybody of any ilk at all.
So is Texas.
Right. So now it comes down to the eye test. And so this is where I say, and look, again, Texas, that's not even a discussion. Texas has...
They are the number 3 team in the country.
They have outstanding players. I still think Penn State's the 9th or 10th best team in the country. I think they would probably 7th, 8th, maybe. Maybe I'd go as high
as 7 right now.
Okay,
I'd put all that 3 SEC clump above them. Like, because Ole Miss went to Notre Dame, or Ole Miss went into Penn State, like they're projecting right now. I would pick Ole Miss to win that game because I think
would
Ole Miss
you?
Is a better. Game.
I just found I'm on an email list with a guy that a group that does odds. The odds for college football playoff quarterfinals, Ole Miss at Penn State. What do you think the point spread would be?
Point spread, I would think it'd go Ole Miss 1.5.
Pick them. So basically
much,
the same thing.
Yeah.
Alabama at Indiana.
Alabama be favored by, I'm guessing, 8.5.
I thought maybe a little bit more. 6.5.
Okay.
Notre Dame at Tennessee. This one's interesting.
I would guess that would be Tennessee 2.5.
3. Yep. Boise at Ohio State.
I'm guessing Ohio State 13.5.
19.5. So you see what we're getting at here is that the fascinating element with the human element with all of this is my problem. The committee, they are not pollsters. They are not in this to just keep elevating a team like Indiana and, quite frankly, maybe even Penn State just because they're winning games. And if you don't beat anybody, the committee, to me, should be sitting there ranking who do we think. Yeah, look, I'm a big proponent. If you lose, it matters. Georgia's lost twice. Alabama's lost twice. Ole Miss has lost twice. You got to get dinged for that. I do. I do believe that the sanctity of the regular season in college football is important. It's one of the reasons why I haven't always liked a 12-team playoff, because you're going to have teams with three losses get in. And that way you're kind of saying, well, it doesn't matter if you even lose anymore. But there has to be some give and take. You still have to beat somebody on the other side. Alabama beats Clemson, Georgia beats the hell out of Clemson. Georgia beats the hell out of Texas for most of that game. They're 12th right now, okay? I think Georgia's the third or fourth best team in the country. But then Georgia goes and screws up a couple of times, and you're like, okay, well, where did that come from?
So Georgia right now is the number one toughest schedule in the country, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So that's why I feel like 12 for them. First of all, they have every right this weekend. If they steamroll Tennessee or just win at win hosting Tennessee, everything's going to take care of themselves. And I feel like also this year in college football, there's been a lot of
but
teams
will it? Because you're right, and the committee I think takes that into account.
If Georgia beats Tennessee, they will be in the top eight.
Okay, because that's what I was going to go to next. It's not just about being in the top 12; it's where you are,
mm-hmm.
because now you're playing with basically life and death with these seeds. Going on the road or hosting a game. If you're 9th to 12th and you got to go on the road, this is where I think the committee has serious, serious flaws to where not only are they trying to – and this Indiana thing really gets under my skin. If the committee, even for a week, thinks that Indiana is the fifth best team in the country, then God help us when it comes to the final seeding and who's going to have to go play where.
And we'll see in next week in Columbus what Indiana's made of. Maybe Indiana comes out and shocks us and they lose by 3 points. I don't think that's the case. I don't think Indiana is a top 12 team in this country. Looking at that like 12 through 16 spot, obviously I take Georgia over them. I mean, I take Indiana over Boise State. I think that's a given right there. SMU, I think SMU is a better team than Indiana right now. I don't know if that's a hot take. I think SMU is pretty solid. I think they could win the
They'll
ACC.
Have a shot. Them and Colorado.
I even think Colorado could
They have a chance to play themselves in.
Yes.
But
Texas A&M, 15, I would take over Indiana right now.
The fascinating controversy, though, is now we've got this country divided. Not like our country wasn't already divided, in case you didn't know. But now you've got this complete SEC, Big Ten kind of thing going on. The two behemoths,
mm-hmm.
and they're all just kind of clapping at each other with the SEC saying, "Who the hell is Indiana? What has Penn State done?" And the Big Ten coming back. You lost to Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing to South Carolina. You lost to Kentucky. There is reason for the debate.
Yeah, it's a modern-day civil war. You got the North versus South, pretty much. Then you got a few teams in the West with Oregon and Boise State just hanging in there. So we'll see. Everything is going to be – this is my thing. Everything is going to be situated out in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, it'll take care of itself.
Yes.
The one area I would disagree with that is the seeding. I think everything is going to kind of play itself out in terms of who belongs in the top 12.
Yes.
Okay.
100%. I said it. Hey, it was a good run. It was a good run.
25 minutes in, even before 100%. But I don't have faith that they're going to properly seed everybody. There's going to start to be some debate, and it matters too. This matters a ton, because if you're Penn State, man, and you got to play Boise, go to the second round.
Yeah.
If you've got to host Alabama or Georgia. Or Ole Miss, you could be, I say going home, you're already at home. But that's where the seeding really, really matters. And I don't know that these human beings on the committee are going to get this right ultimately.
Yeah, the seeding is going to be a big deal, because that's going to determine a lot of stuff. Because there's going to be a team that has a very, very nice path. Whether I think both the Penn State and even an Ohio State, if Ohio State ends up losing the Big Ten championship to Oregon, I mean, they're both going to have pretty winnable games in round number one.
This is J.M. Boswell. visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's Leitner Communications Drive-By Giving Day in the Cove, presented by Long's Outpost, 3936 Cove Mount Road in Martinsburg. That's where we are. I'm Doug Herendeen. Lisa Hahn is with Family Services Incorporated, and you're looking for what?
We are looking for new unwrapped toys for children of all ages, non-perishable food items, paper products, anything that you think might make a good Christmas item for a child and their family.
And this helps out families in all of Blair County.
All over Blair County, out here in the Cove, Roaring Spring, other end of the town.
Yeah, to have a Christmas they might not otherwise have because maybe they've fallen on hard times this year and things just are not working for them. You've had families in the past that you've helped out that have come back in future years to provide a Christmas for others. So hopefully somebody can do that and you can help out as you're listening. If you want to stop by, we're going to be here till 6 tonight. Thanks to At Home Veterinary Care, Diamond Lane Farm, Roaring Spring, Morrison's Cove, First Federal Credit Union, and JMP Auto Mart at Long's Outpost in Martinsburg until 6.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Hello, I'm Bud Blackie from J&P Auto Mart. Back in 2008, I transferred from the old Bud Mart to J&P Auto Mart. That's right, I've been at J&P Auto Mart selling pre-owned automobiles in Central PA for over 12 years.
J&P Auto Mart is Blair County's largest pre-owned auto outlet. Over 150 units to choose from. Experience with all types of credit and all forms of income. The creativity to get the deal done.
That's no joke. We're serious about putting you behind the wheel of a quality pre-owned vehicle. So come in and see me, Bud Blackie, at J&P Auto Mart.
Apply online at jnpautomart.com or phone 944-5338.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have meals to go. Hot, delicious homemade meals served up from 1130 to 2. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. 943-6328. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online, because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
All right, our phone lines are open, 946-0435. So I want to bring this up, and this is a spoiler for a movie that just kind of hit on Netflix. I watched this the other day, and this blew my mind as much as any movie that I've ever seen. So if you're going to watch this movie, turn the radio off. Don't listen to this, okay? Because I'm going to completely ruin the movie. I'm going to sixth sense the whole thing for you. You know he's dead. Bruce Willis is dead throughout The Sixth Sense, in case you didn't realize that, you know, 25 years later. But I'm going to Sixth Sense this for you. The movie is called Predestination. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's the greatest movie ever, but it does have one of the greatest plot devices that I've ever seen, one of those kind of things that will kind of stick with you. So if there's any chance you're going to watch this movie, then you don't want to listen to what we're about to say, because I'm going to completely ruin an unbelievable, truly unbelievable. And when we say unbelievable, sometimes it's like, well, it's crazy, but it's not. This truly is unbelievable what happens in this movie. And it's called Predestination. It stars Ethan Hawke and Sarah Snook. Sarah Snook played Shiv Roy on Succession. She's a phenomenal actress. This movie came out 10 years ago. It's an Australian movie. And it was kind of largely overlooked, although Sarah Snook did win the Academy Award in Australia for her acting in this. So I've given you fair warning. If you're listening to what I'm about to say now and you think you might want to watch the movie, don't, because I'm going to ruin the movie for you. So are you ready? All right. So in this movie, the girl, the woman, and the man have a baby daughter, and they're all the same person. The woman and the man and the daughter are all the same person. And if you're thinking like, oh, that sounds disgusting, it's kind of really not. It's weird and bizarre, but they don't do it like in a perverted, like ridiculous way. But this,
there's that one scene where they just shed the scars and stuff like that. Yes. That's probably the only one I can think of.
Yes, right. This is a time loop movie. The only movie I can come close to even remotely somewhat comparing this to would be a movie called Looper that starred Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays a young version of Bruce Willis. So when Bruce Willis goes back in time to prevent this crime, he encounters his young self, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Great, great movie. So it's a time loop, temporal kind of movie. So I told Nathan about this. I said, Nathan, this movie will blow your mind. When you see what happens, it's something you've never seen in a movie before. You got to watch it yesterday or today. When you finally realized what the hell was going on, what are you thinking?
So for like probably the first hour, I was just so like confused, and then the movie progresses. I guess since we already spoiled it, I can tell some, like the scene where the girl is making out with her younger, I guess it's the guy version of the girl is making out with the younger self. That's like, I'm like, what?
And then they're the same person, just from
different eras,
different time periods, because there's some time travel going on here.
Yes.
So the older man, who in the movie, you'd say transgender, but she had a medical issue. She was born.
She was born with both.
She was born with both female and male sexual organs. And when she had a baby, a C-section, it kind of messed her up. So they had to give her a hysterectomy. And in giving her a hysterectomy, then she kind of transitioned into becoming a man.
Yes.
And so then that man in the future goes back in time and meets himself, herself, as a young college student, and they fall in love, and they have a baby.
Well, she blames the baby for all these problems.
She blames the baby for the problems.
Because she wouldn't have never known about this. Even right. Because I think doctors knew about it because
yes,
they did that like physical or something for like that
correct
academy, and they figured it out, and then they just didn't tell her.
So she has the baby. The baby ends up getting stolen from the hospital and dropped off at an orphanage. And then through another temporal time loop, you realize that the baby girl who was dropped off at the orphanage is the woman who grows up to have the baby girl. And the man she has the baby girl with is her from a different time loop, because she, after she has the baby, she has to have a hysterectomy and becomes a man. They're all the same person.
I hope
Nathan,
everybody has a pen on them and just jotting down this entire like scribble.
Look, I love time travel movies. Nothing got this better than Back to the Future. I went back and watched Back to the Future for the first time in a long time about 4 or 5 months ago. I sat down and watched it with my son because my boy, he likes to watch movies. I'm like, okay, I think you'll really enjoy Back to the Future.
Classic.
And Back to the Future not only gets all the time travel stuff right, you know, we're 40 years on from Back to the Future, and we're still looking at how Back to the Future really nailed the nuances of time travel. But not only that, Back to the Future is an incredible movie. I think it's ranked like in the top 30 or 40 movies of all time on IMDb.
It's up there.
So then my son went ahead on his own and watched Back to the Future 2, which is my favorite, and then Back to the Future 3. I love time travel movies. Any kind of time travel movie that's kind of believable, you've intrigued me. I don't necessarily want to know the plots, but my all-time favorite movie, number one for me, my favorite movie ever is a time travel movie. It's called About Time with Rachel McAdams. And a red-haired dude named Donald Gleason, who he's in the Star Wars movies. You might not know who he is, but he can travel back in time in his life at any point. And it's a love story between him and Rachel McAdams. My favorite movie of all time. There's a scene that really tears me up. He goes back. His dad's dying of cancer, and he goes back and spends one final afternoon with his dad before he dies. So it's pretty amazing. So any kind of time travel movie, you've got me hooked. So I'm watching this movie, and it starts off a little slow. I haven't even given you the other part of this yet. Ethan Hawke is the other person in the movie. He's talking to this woman at a bar for the first 45 minutes or so, hearing her whole story. Yeah, Ethan Hawke is the same person as well. The man, her guy that she has the baby with, her daughter, and Ethan Hawke, who she's talking to, they're all the same person. All through different points of time and through these temporal things. She becomes Ethan Hawke because she's trying to stop a bomber, and her face kind of gets blown off, and she has that facial reconstruction.
That's the opening scene in the movie is the bomber.
Yeah. They're trying to stop a bomber. Her face gets blown off, so she's got to have facial reconstruction surgery, and they put a man's face on her. The man's face is Ethan Hawke. So all of the characters in the movie, the main character, are all the same person. So as you're watching this, and people out there are like, Geiger, what the hell are you talking about? This sounds ridiculous.
It makes zero sense if you haven't seen the movie.
I'm telling you, if you've ever seen a movie where the mother, the father, and the baby are thus all the same human being, that concept, it still resonates with me a few days later.
Well, you think it'd be really hard to somehow loop all those together. They did it in a way, though, that you could see throughout. Because even if you're just kind of looking in the back, you can see like the different years in which stuff's taking place, and it all makes sense timeline-wise.
It's not overly confusing.
It really isn't overly confusing.
It's layman's terms of time travel, that kind of thing. If you're used to time travel movies, they don't break any rules or any laws.
If you simply watch Back to the Future, you'd probably be able to understand this movie, if I had to guess, just from a time travel perspective.
Now, there was a great, great movie called Time Cop with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Great movie. It states, one of its theories is that if you go back in time, you cannot have contact with a previous version of yourself.
Afraid of messing up something in the future.
Well, no, you'll die. Same matter can't occupy the same space. So at the end of Time Cop, this movie's 30 years old, I'll give it away. At the end of Time Cop, there's a politician who's a young politician, but then he grows into this older, corrupt politician. They both end up at this exact same time trying to kill Jean-Claude Van Damme at the end, and he just pushes him into himself. And so by them touching, same matter can't occupy the same space, they both end up dying. So clearly in this predestination movie, that doesn't happen because they do the thing. Yeah. They have a baby, and they're all the same person.
I'd say it's getting in their matter a little bit if they're doing that kind of stuff.
Just a wee little bit.
Just a little tad.
I was going to say something highly inappropriate. I'm not going to. 9460435. I would love, if there's anybody out there, if you've got a movie that is so unbelievably bonkers or bizarre, I've never seen this movie, but I've always thought the craziest movie idea, I would never watch it. It's completely disgusting to me. It's that movie where, I can't even think of it. The crazy doctor links these human centipede. You ever heard of the human centipede?
Yes, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, no.
He links these people rear end to mouth so that they're together.
Yeah.
And, I will not. I've never seen a concept in a movie like The Human Centipede, and I'll never watch that movie. But this movie, Predestination, I've never seen them try to tackle the same person. Again, Looper was one of those things. Looper was Bruce Willis going back in time and dealing with his younger self. There are other – Marty McFly, he goes back in time, and he's dealing with his dad, which is really cool. But just think about what I said. The mother and the father are the same person. They meet at different parts of their life. they have a baby. The daughter then ends up getting taken back to an orphanage at a different point in time and grows up to be the mother. So, did I explain that right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I was just looking up other like time travel movies. Interstellar is pretty good with the time travel. Have you seen Interstellar?
I've seen Interstellar and actually just watched Oblivion last night. I love Tom Cruise. That's kind of a weird one. Interstellar to me, this is kind of blasphemous to a lot of people. I enjoy Interstellar. I think it's unbelievably overrated.
I agree with you. I do think it's a very overrated movie. But it's good. It's good, but it's not.
Is it the fourth or fifth dimension that they're trying to get to? Because basically what happens in Interstellar is it's this temporal loop kind of thing. The reason that Matthew McConaughey, that he's picked to go into space was because his daughter ends up seeing like books knocked off her bookshelf or a watch or something, and that helps lead to the events that Matthew McConaughey goes into space to save humanity. Well, then it comes back at the end of Interstellar. Matthew McConaughey in a fifth dimension is the little person knocking the books off the shelf in the daughter's room, mm-hmm. which caused the whole thing to begin. So that's called a temporal loop.
Yep. And then you see him banging. No, whenever he's leaving.
Yeah.
Like he can see himself originally leaving to do that mission. Then.
So you have to really buy into the notion of these extra dimensions and everything. And I'm not fully certain that I do from a scientific standpoint.
Yeah, I think it's overrated because in that top 20, I think for IMDb, I want to consider.
Yeah, people love it or so. Christopher Nolan, great acting.
It is great acting. It's got a good cast as well.
I don't think they did a good enough job. It's funny because about 3 weeks ago, I went back and read a lot of history of Interstellar. I don't think the movie does a good enough job at all of explaining how bad things are on Earth. Mm-hmm. They have what's called a plight. And the food supply on Earth is all, but the whole movie is Matthew McConaughey end up going into space and ends up going 50, 60, 70 years in the future because he encounters a singularity and all this kind of stuff. And then he finally deals with his daughter when she's dying like 70 years later. I didn't think that the movie gave me enough reason for Matthew McConaughey to want to leave Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I can kind of see what you're
because
saying.
I don't think they painted the depiction of how bad Earth was. Earth, everybody was going to die. Mm-hmm. It takes going back and reading about the blight. I'm sorry, it's not plight. Blight is what it's called. It takes going back and reading about the blight that it's going to end basically all humanity because there's not going to be any food. So they have to find another world. But I didn't think the movie described that element enough to make me care that Matthew McConaughey is basically leaving his little girl and his whole family on Earth and never coming back.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So I looked up top on IMDb. They have the top 100 time travel movies. Predestination ranks in at number 11.
I saw that. Yep.
Yeah, right behind Interstellar. Right
what's
behind.
What's number one on that?
Back to the, yeah,
to back the Where's you go through that? Find About Time. See where About Time
I'll
ranks
see if
on
I can.
That. That's probably somewhere in the top 20 or 30. We've got Robert on the line. Hang on, my phone line is...
Number 17.
Number 17, all right. Robert, hang on a second here, buddy. My phone line's acting up a little bit. 946-0435. Again, I can have these kinds of discussions. Crazy time travel movies. That's my cup of tea right there. Robert, go ahead, man. What's going on?
Hey, you were talking about time travel. There used to be a TV series. I think it was called Timeless.
I just see this here. I love that. Did you watch the whole way through?
I used to watch it because there was like two teams. Like there was one team that was a bad team, and they would go back in time to try to change something. And then the good team would try to go back and stop them because you didn't want to change the time of life events. There was like a time. There was one on there when Lincoln got shot. And they go back to that time era. There was the Hindenburg.
The debut of the pilot is the Hindenburg. Did you watch the series the whole way through?
I didn't watch it the way through.
Oh, you got to finish it. It's pretty good. I'm not going to ruin it for you. It's Abigail Spencer, Matt Lanter, and Goran Visnjic, who played on ER. I loved it. It dragged a little bit, but basically what they're doing is they're going to these historic events and changing things. And it's really, really well done. The way as a time travel scenario, it's really well done.
It's just because then you'd go back and you're actually in that time. It was cool.
I'm glad you mentioned it because I'm kind of in between shows of what I'm going to watch. I just finished for the fourth time through Battlestar Galactica, so I got to find another show to binge watch. I'm thinking about going watching Timeless all the way through again, but finish it, Robert. It's good. It comes to a good conclusion.
Well, you know, another movie, the series I love is Brendan Fraser and The Mummy.
Oh, yeah, those were great, man. Very entertaining. Yep. Very entertaining. All right, thanks for the call, buddy. We got to take a break.
2024 was the last full-time Cup Series season for Martin Truex Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that that's probably something to be said for that. Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about the future and next year and just going to have fun again. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe that's, you know, like you said, part of that. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what tomorrow will feel like. It's going to be different for sure, knowing that you're not, in the full-time in the Cup Series and all that comes with that. But I'm excited about it, so maybe I'm happy more than anything. As far as the fans and just people in the sport, a lot of people have reached out that mean a lot to me, and that's been really cool. So very, very proud of that. And, the fans have obviously been great. So it's been fun. You know, back in those days, I really was so new to, the NASCAR scene, and I couldn't believe just how quickly it was I was just getting my feet, kind of settled into the Busch series and things going well there, winning some races and feeling like I, kind of belonged in that arena. And then they're like, hey, let's do a Cup race. So it all happened just really fast is what I remember the most. It was a crazy year and a half of my life just from moving to North Carolina and doing the things I was doing into being in a Cup car. It all happened really fast.
However, he will likely return for the 2025 Daytona 500 and select other races next year. You're on the final lap.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's Leitner Communications Drive-By Giving Day in the Cove, presented by Long's Outpost, 3936 Cove Mountain Road in Martinsburg. We do want to remind you that they are going to be accepting donations to Family Services Incorporated through November 30th here at Long's. Due to the weather, the executive decision, and I'm not an executive, so I didn't make the decision, but the decision's been made, we're going to shut things down at 5. But if you want to bring stuff by, as long as they're open regular hours, they will accept it to Family Services Incorporated. We're talking about new unwrapped toys, non-perishable food items, toiletries, cash donations. Make any checks out to Family Services Incorporated when you stop by, and it'll get them to us. But we want to thank you for helping out with this. Remember, we have Drive-By Giving Day going on Friday, December 6th, from 6 until 6, 6th in Union at the Leitner Communications Studios. Thank you to At Home Veterinary Care, Diamond Lane Farms, Roaring Spring, Morrison's Cove, First Federal Credit Union, and JMP Automart, and Long's Outpost.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips and snacks for your party, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Rougarou, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks. From Davison Snacks Outlet, 1684 43 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville.
Hey, FM.
All right, so we don't have enough time to do our NFL. Let's do the college picks. Nathan is crushing me in the picks.
2 weeks ago. So we haven't done them 2 weeks because ever since the Halloween show, we haven't had time to do the picks.
So Nathan was 10 games up. I had a good week 2 weeks ago, and I cut it to 6. We got a little bit of controversy on the math here because Nathan says he picked up 5 games on me last week. I think it was only 4. He's claiming I picked the Lions, or picked against the Lions. I did. So I officially in my mind
we're going to be even
you're
up to 10.
10 games
we're up. We're going to keep it even up to 10. So
we're more than halfway through the season. Nathan is 10 games up on me. So we're not going to pick the NFL games because that's where you're really killing me. I think I'm doing pretty well in the college games.
We'll pick those off air. We'll do the college games here.
Go ahead.
Number 3, Texas at Arkansas. I'm going to take Texas here. I don't know if they covered 13.5, though.
All right, Texas, yep.
Number 20, Clemson goes to Pittsburgh. 10-point dogs at Acushnet. I will pick Clemson.
Yeah,
Clemson's
Pitt is a 10-point dog at home.
Yeah.
Pitt's awful. I don't think Pitt's any good.
Yeah, Pitt was on a legacy run.
Yeah,
right there.
I don't think
Kyle McCord gave him that hyped up, you know, 3-interception type game.
Yeah, I just don't think he's – Clemson there.
No, I will say Pat Narduzzi thinks the ACC is the best conference in college football if you didn't see that.
You know what? I don't work for I don't have to answer to a boss in a Pittsburgh market anywhere. That guy is such a friggin' blowhard, Pat Narduzzi. He says one stupid, idiotic thing after another, and if this gets back to folks in Pittsburgh, I'll stand behind every word I'm saying. Pat Narduzzi just says one idiotic thing after another.
That was one of the worst takes of all time, I will admit. Virginia going to Notre Dame, 23-point favorites is a lot to me. This Virginia team is a gritty team. I think Notre Dame ultimately wins it, but I could see this being a dogfight going into the fourth.
Interesting, huh? So we'll pick Notre Dame, though.
22 LSU going to Florida. DJ Lagway, I believe, is back for the Gators. LSU still has a path, so I think they win this game, but I think Florida could easily win it as well. It's in the swamp, so...
Who are you picking?
I'm going LSU.
I'm going LSU.
Number 23, Missouri going to South Carolina. 13.5-point favorite South Carolina is at home. This Missouri team was number 6 at one point in the nation.
Way overrated.
Way overrated. I think South Carolina's way overrated too, but I think South Carolina squeaks it out by a field goal.
Interesting. I think South Carolina kind of beats the hell out of them.
Think?
Yep.
All right. Number 1, Oregon going to Camp Randall.
I'm going to take Oregon. What's the line on that?
14.
Oh, my God. Really?
You think Oregon takes...
That's it?
Oregon's good.
Oregon's really good.
I don't think Wisconsin's real good at all. Oregon's got the best speed in the country. Speed kills in college football.
I think Oregon could go out there and... Wisconsin is still a tough physical team, but they can't score. I'd take Oregon to cover 14 easily.
Number 7, Tennessee at 12, Georgia, the big game of the week. Does Georgia get back on track? 10-point
favorites. No way Georgia loses this game. That's a program that is used to competing for national championships. There's no way Georgia loses that game.
I want to be different, Corey. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
You're going Tennessee?
Tennessee's defensive line is going to give them the win. Nico, I believe, in Molly Oliver or whatever his name is. I think he's going to be healthy.
So you're like, here's Nathan.
I do think Georgia's
you're like, I got a 10-game lead. Yeah. I can dangle these little cookies in front of Corey.
I'm dangling the carrot in front of him.
It won't even bother me because I'm whipping his ass so badly that I can pick against Georgia at home.
Listen, Georgia's vulnerable, and I think that—
Not this week.
I don't think
just like they going to Texas.
They've lost back-to-back games since 2016.
Right,
just like
going to Texas when
you doubt Georgia.
That's right.
But people doubted them last week.
You go ahead and take Tennessee.
I'm
gonna pick up a game on you there.
All right. You thought you were last week with Ole Miss too, and I picked Ole Miss, and what they did, they end up winning for me. And then this is the team that screwed me. I can't stand BYU. Kansas going to them. If this game is in Kansas. Even though there's not much of a home field advantage
there. You're dissing BYU that bad?
I hate BYU.
I think you loved Utah and everything. BYU's good. They're not top 8 or 10 good, but they're a good football
team. BYU is playing with fire.
You got a 10-game lead. Go ahead and pick Kansas.
I'm taking BYU.
Ah.
But I think this game is another thing where they just play with their food too long and it almost comes back to bite them.
Ah, BYU easily.
Yeah.
That it?
That's it. That's it for college.
We got to pick more college games.
There wasn't a ton of college. You got too many
NFL games.
This college slate was pretty bad this week. I'm not going to lie. Okay, let's pick Penn State or Purdue. Who wins that game?
I'm actually surprised the line's only like 28 and a half.
I guess it's at West Lafayette. So.
I thought like 35 maybe. Purdue is just.
Have they won a conference game yet?
No, they're 1-8.
Didn't they take Nebraska to overtime? Is that the game they took?
Did they?
They took
man.
One team to overtime. I can't remember.
Oh my God, they're awful.
They're terrible.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
At Shoofly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoofly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoofly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoofly's fit specialists, visit their website, ShoeflyStores.com. Shoofly. Your feet will thank you.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
It's Leitner Communications Drive-By Giving Day in the Cove, the abridged edition, due to the weather. And face it, it's just been it's a great day for ducks. At least it's not snowing. I know, don't use that word. We're going to end things at 5, so if you want to stop by Long's Outpost, 3936 Cove Mountain Road in Martinsburg, you can drop any new unwrapped toys, non-perishable food items, toiletries, cash donations, and they're going to be accepting donations through November 30th, so you're contribution is going to help out Family Services. They serve all of Blair County. Every single thing you give goes to help a family in need this Christmas season. Everything you give stays local. 100% of what you give is used. Special thanks to At Home Veterinary Care, Diamond Lane Farm, Roaring Spring, Morrison's Cove, First Federal Credit Union, and JMP Automart in Altoona. We'll see you on Friday, December 6th, 6A to 6P, 6th and Union, for Drive-By Giving Day with the stations of Leitner Communications.
Nathan, the day flew by. Think about this for the next few seconds. What's your favorite time travel movie? We do want to thank J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, our presenting sponsor each and every day. Love those folks at J.M. Boswell's. They head on over there at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Tell them you heard us talking about them on Sports Central. This flew by, man. We could go another hour here. What's your favorite time travel movie?
I'm going to go Back to the Future. It's got to be that. It's the classic. So,
mine, again, is About Time. I love Time Cop. Terminator 2, though, is one of those that I actually think Terminator 2 is our future. I think that's what's going to happen to humanity at some point.
We'll see. Hopefully we aren't around to experience it. So
I think like it's called the technological singularity. It's when the AI is supposed to surpass human intelligence and
when's
be able
that
to think
supposed to be?
Like around 2045 to 2050, somewhere around there.
I was going
to
say by maybe the end of the new
that's
year.
That's current time frame. So you're 20. The singularity is going to occur when you're 50. I'll be dead. But it could Terminator 2 could conceivably happen in your life.
It's crazy to think about. We'll see. Only the future knows.
Have a good night, everybody.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM, Roaring Spring, Altoona.